17th of May. 18th. Most auspicious day of 18th of May 2013. For the, by the mercy of His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and for the pleasure of all assembled devotees, Vaishnava devotees, we are reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9. Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers. Shri Narada Vacha Etavat Varnita Gunah Bhaktya Bhaktena Nirguna Prakradam Pranatam Prittah Yatamanyu Abhashata. Shri Narada Uvacha Etavad Varnita Guno Etavad Varnita Guno Bhaktya Bhaktena Nirguna Bhaktya Bhaktena Nirguna Prakradam Pranatam Prito Prakradam Pranatam Prito Yata Manyur Abhashata Yata Manyur Abhashata Etavad Varnita Guno Bhaktya Bhaktena Nirguna Prahradam Pranatam Prito Yata Manyur Abhashata. Please. Ladies. Shri Narada Uvacha. Shri Narada Muni said, etavat. Up to this. Varnita. Described. Gunaha. Transcendental qualities. Bhaktya. With devotion. Bhaktena. By the devotee Prahlad Maharaj. Nirgunaha. The transcendental Lord. Prahradam. Unto Prahlad Maharaj. Pranatam. Who was surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Prita. Being pleased. Yata manyo, controlling the anger. Abhashata, began to speak as follows. Translation and purport of His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. The great saint Narada said, thus Lord Nrisimhadeva was pacified by the devotee Prahlad Maharaj with prayers offered from the transcendental platform. The Lord gave up his anger, and being very kind to Prahlad, who was offering prostrated obeisances, he spoke as follows. Purport. The word nirguna is important. The Mayavadi philosophers accept the absolute truth as nirguna or nirakara. The word nirguna refers to one who possesses no material qualities. So the Lord, being full of spiritual qualities, gave up all his anger and spoke to Prahlad. Shri Narada vacha tavad virnita guno bhaktya bhaktena nirguna praradam pranatam prito yata manur abhashita. The great saint Narada said, thus Lord Nrisimhadeva was specified by the devotee Prahlad Maharaj with prayers offered from transcendental platform. The Lord gave up his anger, and being very kind to Prahlad, who was offering prostrated obeisances, he spoke as follows. Every devotee knows that there are three gates to hell, to degradation. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, which was taught by Lord Krishna to Arjuna. And here we see Lord Nrisimhadeva is in an extreme angry mood. So what is the difference? It is the difference which conditioned soul gets polluted by the anger. And Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Nrisimhadeva, he shows anger. Of course, there are a few reasons why he showed anger. But whatever Supreme Personality of Godhead shows, it's always says or acts, it always serves different purposes. With one action, with one word, one expression, he can serve lots of different multiple meanings, reasons. So here we see that Lord Nrisimhadeva expressed his anger, being angry, of course, on Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad Maharaja's father, because he was harassing his pure devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, even being a father. What a rascal. Father is supposed to protect his children. He should supply everything in order children could be raised safely. And father is supposed to love and care about the family, about the children, first of all. So even the classmates of Prahlad Maharaj, they knew what a demon Hiranyakashipu is. So sometimes they were approaching Prahlad Maharaj and expressing their sorry and sympathy to Prahlad Maharaj, saying, "Oh, we are so sorry. What a nasty father you got." You know, usually children, when they are not allowed to play around the clock, they are upset with the parents. Yes? Sometimes mother call, "My child, come, it's time to eat." And which child cares to eat? "Give me a piece, give me a time to play. I would play around the clock. I don't care about eating or cleansing myself." Even Lord Chaitanya was playing with his friends and covered with dust. Dirt and dust. Oh, you know, boys. Playing any possible and impossible game. And they don't care about cleanliness much. But for the Mother Sachimata, he looked most beautiful, being covered by dust. So here we see that the classmates of Prahlad Maharaj, they were very sorry, saying, expressing their sympathy to Prahlad Maharaj. "Oh, poor Prahlad, poor boy, what a father you got." And you know what? Prahlad Maharaj's reply was, "What are you speaking? My father is the best." You know, usually boys, it's normal, it's natural. The first hero in his life, they should be father. He knows everything. He shows everything. He teaches everything. So he's the hero of my life. So Prahlad Maharaj says, "What you're talking about? He's my best father. I love him so much." Oh, and classmates were bewildered. And Prahlad Maharaj says, "You know, yesterday my father took me to the mountains. And we were playing one game. He was throwing me from the cliff. And then I ran back up to the hill and said, 'Father, can we repeat the same thing again? It was so much fun. Father, please, I want to fly again.'" So he didn't take that as a, you know, attempt to kill him. He took it as a play. Lord Krishna was catching him there down in the bottom. And Prahlad was running up and saying, "Oh, it's so much fun. Let's do it again and again and again." Yes. So you see, what is nirguna? That a pure devotee, pure-hearted devotee, even growing in the family of demons. And the story of Prahlad Maharaj, we can say that it was most favorite story of Srila Prabhupada. Because it's so relevant to Kali Yuga situation. So relevant. Of course, we may not have been born in the family of Hiranyakashipu, but some way or other, our parents, especially in my part of the world, where the religiosity was banned those years, most of the people were kind of atheists, non-believers. So we took birth, we grew up in such situation. But still, because there is a plan of Lord Chaitanya to inundate all the world with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. If you are a relevant person, you can't escape the plan of the Lord. Maybe you remember in October, last October in New York, there was a hurricane. You remember, yeah? And the people were warned that, you know, upcoming night there will be whatever, flood, strong storm, and like that. And they were advised to leave the place, leave the seashore area. And devotees were telling me what amazed me, that even at the cost of death, losing property and like that, people didn't left. Lots of them stayed there, in their apartments, in their houses. And they even didn't move their cars at least few streets further just to save the property. So you see, even at the cost of death, at the cost of loss, people are not impressed about the warning. So I was thinking myself, how should we, on a bigger scale, impress the people to take up Krishna consciousness? How? What to tell them? Take to Krishna consciousness, otherwise you die. It doesn't impress them. If a hurricane comes, you will die. Well, my apartment, I'll stay there better. It will save me. My apartment will save me. It's people are so ignorant that they I don't know, they don't care, or they can't understand the danger or whatever. And spiritual unconsciousness is more dangerous than bodily death, because it persecutes you from life to life, from lifetime to lifetime. You lost your body, okay, next lifetime maybe you get better body to enjoy your senses. But if you are spiritually unconscious, it's life after life. You're persecuted by a bodily conception of life, and there is no solution. So I was breaking my head, how to impress, what to tell people, what to show them, so that they would become more conscious. And it seems like material energy, material world, does the best service to them. Gives them so much suffering. Seems like this is only thing which makes them a little bit more conscious. It's like nowadays they practice those type of extreme sports. Yeah? Jump from the TV tower with the rubber attached to your feet. Yeah? Just to experience a little bit of emotion. Yeah. My God, I don't know, even getting up there, you can, you know, your heart is in your feet, being scared and feared. But some people are just want to experience the near-to-death experiences, yeah? Why is that? What's the fun? Yeah, so that your heart would be, you know, jumping out of your breast. Very strange. Very strange. So, it's my question to all of you. It's my question to all of you. What to tell people? How to impress them? So that they would take to Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, they're choosing the path of imminent and unlimited suffering. It's more suffering, and much more suffering. And where is the fun? From Bhagavad Gita we find out that this is happiness in tamogun, suffering. Yes? Kind of happiness in tamogun. More you suffer, more intense feeling is that. So people enjoy the intensity of the feeling. Doesn't matter how painful it is. Main thing, my mind is concentrated, is absorbed with pain. Intense, terrible pain. Main thing, it's there. But they have no idea. They have no idea about the mood about the bhav of contemplating the pastimes of the Lord. There is one shloka in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu saying, Atasaktistatobhavas, tataprimabhyudanchati, sadhakanam ayam primna, pradurbhave bhavitkramaha. The bhava stage is the final division before one reaches love of Godhead. So, the word sarva-bhava means that one can love the Supreme Personality of Godhead in different transcendental modes of mellows. Beginning with dasya, sakya, vatsalya, and madhurya, in the shanta stage, one is on the border of loving service to the Lord. Pure love of Godhead begins from dasya and develops to sakya, then vatsalya, and then madhurya. Still, in any of these five mellows, one can render loving service to the Supreme Lord. Since our main business is to love the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can render service from any of the above mentioned platforms of love. So our business is to love Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is the business of a conditioned soul? To love the things surrounding him. Yes? People are enamored by things surrounding them. And what they do with the people surrounding them? They use them. Yes, I remember His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj speaks about this. Kali Yuga is famous for loving things and exploiting people. It's just opposite what we have to do. Love people as the servants of the Lord, first of all. And use the things in the service of the Lord. But because a conditioned soul don't want to know anything about the Lord, because he is the first competitor on his path of exploiting his senses. Because he puts some rules. Don't do this, don't do that. No illicit sex, no gambling, no meat, no himsa. You know, who likes restrictions? Everyone likes freedom. I am free to do whatever I want. Drink, smoke, whatever. Where is the freedom? Where is the freedom? You become more dumb and dumb and dumb. This is the freedom? Path to the freedom. Becoming dumb and more gross. So people have no brain anymore. Krishnavarnam Tvisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyair Sankirtana Prayair Yajantihi Sumedasa. In Kali Yuga, intelligent people take to chanting of the holy name of the Lord. But if there is no intelligence anymore. So I was thinking, how to impress people? How to impress people? To take to the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So if you have a recipe, if you have the answer, please share with us your personal experience. Yes, we hope. Hare Krishna. Maybe you have some questions? Commentaries? Yes? There isn't the front one question. Okay.
Hare Krishna. There's two ways to motivate. Generally, it's accepted. One is the stick and the other one is the carrot. So as you were saying, they're not responding to the stick, even when they're warned to get out of a place. But if there had been some carrot, if you leave your home, my dear sir, I'll give you $20,000. See what I'm saying? If there was some positive incentive, they would maybe consider it. So that's our program. Prabhupada would always say, why are you surprised that they don't want to take the, you know, because of just what you said, restrictions, rules and regulations. Make them fortunate by giving them the positive side, prasadam. You see, you have to attract them with something. So if they don't have enough brains to take to chanting directly, immediately, then attract them with something else. That's why we do festivals and we have prasadam distribution, because these things are attractive and people will take those more readily. And then once they have swallowed that poison pill, it's too late. Now, but I have a question also. The question was, you're saying, you quoted that verse, Krishna Varnam Tushya Krishnam, that intelligent people will take to the Sankirtan movement chanting. But we see that many people, like I just came back from the Shakti Fest last night, as you know, there are many people who chant Hare Krishna. They chant like anything. I have, you know, there's so much proof of that, videos, and they chant. Rindaduna Maharaj and Madhahari, they were chanting the night before, and the people got up and danced, and they chanted, and but they don't seem intelligent enough to want to follow any principles. They don't want to hear anything about principles. So you have that group, and it's growing, it's an expanding group. People who are attracted to chanting Hare Krishna, but they don't want to hear anything about, you know, the process of Krishna consciousness. They're not really interested in that part. They just want to chant and do their own thing, as you said. Whatever they feel like doing, they do. But they like chanting. So how do you deal with that group?
So it's kind of, isn't it, in the category of agyata sukriti? Is it in the category agyata sukriti? They do something nice, not conscious about what they do, because if they would be conscious of what they are doing, then they would may think twice breaking the regulative principles or performing sinful activity. So, on the other hand, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find shlokas where it is said that even when you have the letters of holy name of the Lord in different words, and you speak just your language, but there are letters of the holy name of the Lord, still it's accepted as chanting of the holy name. So people, even speaking the native language, they chanting her holy name by the repeating the parts of the word with parts of the Krishna's or Lord Ram's name. Yeah. They perform the. But I think what's better, they chant holy name and perform sinful activities, or they don't chant holy name and they perform sinful activities. So I think it's still one of the features, one of the aspects of the plan of Lord Chaitanya, that the chanting of the holy name expanding one way or the other. So maybe the children of those participants of Shakti Fests, their children maybe will start following one regulative principle at least. You know, the next generation, two, the next generation, three, the next generation, all four. I don't know, like it's for example. So anyway, the quality, I'm always impressed, inspired by saying that the sadhu, the holy person, the saintly devotee, even if he is offended, he still blesses everyone. So we have to feel sorry they are not following the regulative principles, but still we have to wish them all the best on this part. So the proof of that, that Indradyumna Maharaj, Badahari Prabhu, I don't know, Govinda Maharaj or whomever, they are going to that non-devotee places and sacrifice their energy just to inspire someone. Because in those huge festivals, still there are people who would get attracted to a spiritual master feature, to sadhu, saintly person's feature. And they may commit themselves in following, to some extent, the process. But this is that they chant the holy name. It's a huge leap on their conditional life's path. I also, some devotees sent me the Grammy Awards 2013, where Krishna Das was also awarded, or he was there. So even somebody by the name Krishna Das, you know, even by the name, that this Krishna's name is on such a level of events, worldly events, but you know, if we remember, if we think about 10, 20 years ago, 30, 50, or whatever, 100 years, No, there was nobody was chanting Krishna, Hari, Ram. You've got the question.
Hare Krishna. So your question is how to, what to tell to people. But we should follow everything what Prabhupada said with more purity, with everything what he said, you know, book distribution, kirtan, prasaran distribution, everything. Srila Prabhupada has very incredible quality. And one time, you know, in the beginning of the moment, one of his disciples asked him, you know, Prabhupada, we cannot be like you, you're Paramhansa, you know, it's not possible to be like you. But he said to him, you should be Paramhansa. Why you're not Paramhansa? So we have to just follow what Prabhupada gave, you know, and be more pure. For example, when I was listening to tape from Mahindra Prabhu, you know, when when people come to the, you give them the book, and they come to the temple, and they want to see what's going on. They want to see Nama Sankirtan. You know, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhu Nityananda, what they are doing? They are doing Nama Sankirtan. They are chanting holy name. So we should practice that. We should show by example. You see, for example, if you, in our Prabhu 7th class, if you don't chant by all your heart, by all your, you know, all your, everything what you have, all your heart, you have to go to read Srila Prabhupada books to anthropologically find out what you have to do to chant holy name. You know, sometimes in the morning, Salas Prabhu, he said, you know, I don't hear, you know, nobody is chanting there on the back, you know, is there, what are they doing? Are they sleeping or what are... So when people come to the temple, they want to see, you know, they want to see this ecstasy, they want to see what they are doing, you know. So if we don't practice, how we can be purified? The most purified way how to purify your heart to chant Hare Krishna. So if you don't practice, if you don't put your heart, so when they come at the Sunday feast or you call them, sure they will come, they want to see on the internet, what they will see, they will say, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Shnashna, you know, and they're not inspired. they don't see an example, you see. So how we can be purified? How we can be close, at least a little bit close to the purity of Prabhupada, to chant Hare Krishna? So you have to do it. So if you are not doing it, these things, what you accept, people will not be attracted. Hare Krishna.
But not just do it in an inspired mood. Yes? Do it in an inspired mood, not just do it as a duty.
Yes, Hare Krishna Prabhu. I have one question. You mentioned about three modes of the condition, so like goodness, fashion, and ignorance. So in case of Prahlad Maharaj, how much he was tortured by his father, he sees his father as a great person. And when Hiranyakashipu was killed, he was asking for benediction, Prahlad. So do we see this as mode of goodness or is it something beyond? Or another question is that for a conditioned soul, is it really possible to go to that level beyond the mode of goodness?
Yes, just see. Thank you very much for a wonderful question. In Bhagavad Gita, we learn that the mode of goodness is conditioned by the feeling of happiness. As long as there is disturbance, the person and mode of goodness is disturbed. We see that Prahlad Maharaj was not disturbed. He was not disturbed. And look, there was the one reason that Lord Nrisingadev, he expressed his anger. So one reason was because Hiranyakashipu was harassing a pure devotee, Prahlad Maharaj. Another reason is that if Lord Nrisingadev, after killing Hiranyakashipu, would have been pacified, peaceful, then maybe Lord Brahma would have been approached him, other demigods. But all of them were afraid. All of them were just, ah, now what? Lord Nisangadeva is still angry like anything, like lion of the lions. Everyone was scared, including Lord Brahma. So he said, Prahlad, maybe you go speak with Nisangadeva. And because Lord Nisangadeva, he knew that Prahlad Maharaj is not afraid of anything, even the Lord being angry. Because the angry mood of the Lord is transcendental, and the Prahlad Maharaj is transcendental. So where is the reason for being afraid? If you are not fully transcendental, then you have certain reservations towards the Lord. But if you are fully transcendental, so the Lord, he kept his angry mood so that Prahlad Maharaj and only Prahlad Maharaj and only Prahlad Maharaj will approach him. So there is another reason why he was angry. And this shows and proves that Prahlad Maharaj was fully transcendental, pure devotee. That even the Lord gave him a test, telling, my dear Prahlad Maharaj, ask for anything you want. And Narada Muni says further that usually asuras, they always aspire for material happiness. And the Lord teased Prahlad Maharaj, ask anything, I'll give you. And Prahlad Maharaj continuously was refusing, no, thank you, no, thank you, no, thank you, no, thank you. Ultimately, maybe you can benefit my father. So this is, in every shloka there is a proof how pure-hearted was Prahlad Maharaj. And he was Nirguna. Yeah? Even the angry mood of the Lord. Yeah? One day we opened the curtains and Lord Jagannath was, arr! All will run away. It's only because they smile we sometimes come closer to him and pray for some benefits. We don't mention what benefits we are asking for, different ones. But Prahlad Maharaj refused to accept anything. Is it an answer? Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for the wonderful class. I was just wondering, who is Narada Muni talking to in this verse? Narada Muni is speaking in this verse. Who is he speaking to?
What is the situation there? Huh? Yudhishthira Maharaj, yeah? Telling the story, yes.
So where were they like at the time that Prahlad Maharaj approached Nisimadev? Narada Muni wasn't there? He was with Yudhishthira? Or what's all that about?
What can I advise you? Just please take Bhagavatam and read through. It's the common answer when I don't know the answer. Should I admit? Okay? Deal? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.